We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. You have that power, too.
All right, everybody. This is Jay Stu. I'm here at the Geekery, and we've got a very special show planned. Once again, it's our yearly countdown of the top 10 movies, in our opinions. and much like other years, we'll start at number 10, hear everyone's number 10 around the table, and so forth. We've got a couple new people here this year who weren't with us last year. First of all, let's welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, good to have you here, and thank you for doing a top 10.
Thank you.
And Kath is here. She wasn't with us last year either, but she's got a top 10 as well.
I missed a year, but I'm back with a vengeance, not a Die Hard reference.
And really excited to have this guy back on the show. It's been a long time since we've seen him. He's a good friend of ours, formerly our Jimmy Olsen. We have Hunter back. How's it going,
sir?
It's
been exactly 1 year because the last show I did with you was the 2014 review. I didn't think I'd make it to this one. But
and here's the funny thing. We got 80 hits on part one of the top 10.
Okay.
5 hits on part two. So no one gave a crap what our number one movie was.
That's fine.
Year. 5 people did.
But one of them was me.
I listened four times.
Okay, one of them was me posting the interview. So
it was 4 people.
Okay. So apparently I'm going to rearrange things so that my bottom, my 10 through 5, 6 is... Interesting.
Are you going to talk about your bottom?
Now, we might have other people joining us. If they do, they can just jump in when they get here. I love these lists because everyone's list is always different. And
some of them are wrong.
Interesting.
I can't wait to the year that all of our lists are just completely in sync.
Mine too!
Hey, Hunter and I had the same number one movie last year, the X-Men movie.
Yes. So
we were the only ones that agreed on that.
We were the only ones that were
right. I wasn't there, but I wouldn't have agreed either.
We were the only ones that were right.
Yeah, so there. So we're going to actually kick things off with Sarah, and then we'll go around the table.
Don't start with me. Why?
It'll change on the next round to round.
Oh, all right, fine.
So what do you got for your number 10?
My number 10 was, and please don't rake me over the coals for this, Avengers Age of Ultron.
She is new.
We're not
going to rake her over the coals.
Okay. Now, I know you loved the first Avengers. You saw it 10 times.
I saw it 10 times in the theater, the first one, yes.
Now, why so low on the list? Can we ask?
It wasn't as good as the first. It just seemed to kind of be slow and... you know what? It just didn't have the appeal like the first one did. But it was still good. It was okay.
Was there anything you liked about it?
Not really. I mean, just, you know, Thor and Captain America and all that, but other than that, no.
Well, maybe the third one will make it higher on your list, we hope.
Here's hoping, fingers crossed.
All right. How about you, Kat? What do you got for us?
My number 10 was Ant-Man.
Okay.
Because I love Paul Rudd.
Cool, and that was one that you saw in the theater.
I did. I saw 5 movies in the theater, and...
Ant-Man made the cut, eh?
Not all of them are on my top 10.
Wow. How many of them that you saw in the theater are on your top 10?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four out of five. So what was the fifth one? I gotta know, what was the fifth one?
Ted 2.
Okay.
Ted 2 will not be making an appearance in my top 10 list this year.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
Nice. I loved Ant-Man, though. It was one of my favorite Marvel movies.
What do you think about
so
Ted 2?
Ted 2 was okay.
Yeah.
Ted 2 was not top 10 material. I will admit it's not in my top 10 either.
Ant-Man was my number 10 movie, but my number 1 Michael Douglas movie this year, so there's that.
And shout out to Daryl if he's listening, because I'll say it again, Michael Douglas looked like old man version of Daryl in that movie.
Yes, he did.
I loved Ant-Man, though. It was great, I thought. How about you, Hunter? What was your number 10?
My number 10 came in at the Mockingjay, Hunger Games trilogy, Mockingjay Part 2.
Okay.
If only because out of the, like, 12 movies I saw this year, it wasn't Pan and it wasn't 50 Shades of Grey. So something had to be at the bottom. And, no, I was never a fan of, like, the last Hunger Games book anyway, so, I mean, this one, it was fine. It was good. It ended things. Had some stuff. It had, it definitely had me some Katniss. So
I was going to say, usually the other ones were, like, way high up on your list,
yeah,
too.
They were usually better done.
Okay.
Got to say. Lack of Lenny Kravitz, too. So.
Oh, no. Spoilers. Lenny Kravitz. Oh.
I've been holding that spoiler in for 2 years now, trying not to. Lenny Kravitz dies in the second Hunger Games movie. Okay?
Jake hasn't seen it yet.
I know he hasn't seen it. I've been waiting 2 years to talk to him about this. No more.
No, Lenny Kravitz. I guess there's no need to ever go back and watch
it. Lenny Kravitz dies in the second
movie. I just want to go back to the point. You said that this wasn't your favorite book. Please go back to the archives of our podcast of you yelling at me to finish the book faster.
That's fine.
And it was like, I can't. This is the most boring book ever. You're like, just finish
just
it.
Fight your way through
it. And it was like the
you
last...
get it done.
It was like the last 10 or 15 pages where it was like, oh my God. Like, all of a sudden it was the story. But the first 300 and something pages, I'm like, I can't do this.
Imagine if Star Wars Episode 4 was an hour and 15 minutes of Luke complaining about wanting to go to Tosche Station for some power conversion. And then the last 15 minutes, R2-D2 shows up, Obi-Wan tells him he's going to be a Jedi, he flies on the Millennium Falcon, goes to the Death Star, rescues Leia, and then blows up the Death Star in the last 15 minutes of the film. That is Mockingjay. Okay?
100% completely true.
Okay.
Wow. And what are you going to do now with no Hunger Games or Hobbit movies at Christmas time anymore?
I don't know. Fortunately, I guess we've got like 6 years of Star Wars films to look forward to.
True.
So, I got something.
All right.
I got something. I'm holding on, folks. Don't worry.
No Lenny Kravitz.
I'm sorry, folks.
2 years!
2 years!
Wow. What about Woody Harrelson?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh.
Not when you get another 2 years to find out.
All right.
He's fighting zombies. It's all good.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. All right, I'm going to say my number 10 so Hunter can mock me.
Mockingjay. See,
yeah.
That's what
no,
I am Mockingjay. I'm opening my list by Mockingjay.
Oh, I know there's about three on here at least you're going to laugh at me
all
for.
Right, let's go.
Tomorrowland.
I like that movie.
The George Clooney Disney movie that did poorly in the theaters. But I liked it.
Did you see it?
I did.
Okay.
Nah.
Wait, let's get the expert's opinion on this. Diana, what did you think of Tomorrowland?
It was awful.
Thank you. All right. I don't need to say anything then.
I liked it.
I said Diana hates everything.
Yeah, it was different. There was robots.
There were robots.
No, I had no problem with Tomorrowland.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure all five of you that went and saw it this year.
Who was it? It was Willy Wonka.
Wonka.
Don't.
It had elements of Willy Wonka. And there was something else when I was watching it, and I was like, okay, this. I just remember the Willy Wonka part. I like the
It was J.J. Abrams lens flares, plus Star Wars prequels, CGI landscapes, George Clooney. There you go.
And the girl from under the dome.
And George Clooney.
And the girl from under the dome.
Yeah, okay.
You're not buying yourself any points on that
one. No, all right. You could have been harsher on me, sir, so thank you.
I could have. I'll let that one slide. That was your number 10. If it had been further up, we'd be having a longer conversation.
Oh, okay. Wow, he didn't mock me this much last year when the Trailer Park Boys movie was in my top 10.
Yeah.
You kind of just moved right on and, like, skipped over to Bomber's choices. So
sure, Bomber's not here. You're going to get a lot more of my ire. I've already seen most of Kat's list. She's going to get some.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. I've already been forewarned which ones which ones I need to brace for.
All right. Well, speaking of which, Kat, what was your number 9 choice?
Room.
Which one was Room?
Room was based on a book.
Please remind the audience, because nobody has seen this.
It's about a girl that was abducted when she was a teenager, and her abductor got her pregnant, and she's kept in a
room
in a shed in the guy's backyard. She gives birth to a baby, and she raises the kid. He turns 5. All within this room. She's not allowed outside. The kid's not allowed outside. The kid's never seen outside. And then they escape. And then they have to learn how to live in society again.
Why don't they call it shed?
Because the kid called it room.
Okay.
The kid, they didn't know. Well, the kid didn't know he was in a shed. He didn't know that there was an outside world. All he knew was room. The book was amazing. And I was scared to see the movie because I love the book so much. And it was dead on. This was like one of the best adaptations I've ever seen.
Well, who was in the movie? All right, so my number 9 was one I actually saw in the theater. It was with Sarah, actually. It was Goosebumps. Goosebumps, Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Luis Guzman.
It is the plural.
With Jack Black as R.L. Stein.
Yes.
And I didn't know I was going to like this movie when I went to it. I was just going because it was cool to get out to go see a movie. And
a pretty girl.
And
you went with me.
Yeah, what is it?
I really ended up liking it. Jack Black is either hit or miss with me, though.
He's very miss.
He's very miss. School of Rock is good. And then...
After Libre? No.
King of Kong.
Yeah, they're all crap.
Gulliver's Travels. Let's just, like, rip into Jack Black, man.
Envy.
I could do that for the next hour. That'd be fine.
Oh, the D Train.
Oh, I had
a 2015 movie that is not on my top 10 list.
Spoilers! What the hell? But everybody was had D-Train in the pool.
Shut up, Lenny Kravitz. Shut up.
But it was well done. I thought the special effects were pretty good, and he wasn't overly annoying in it. And, yeah, the two lead actors in it, two lead kids. One was, remember that show Awake, where that guy lost his wife and lost his...
Yeah, Jason Isaacs.
Yeah,
and he was in.
He would fall asleep, and then he would remember that his wife died. Well, the son from that movie was the star, and his buddy was the Tom Petty kid from Trophy Wife.
The Tom Petty.
I don't know his real name.
What movie was that?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The Tom Petty kid from like that Train Super 8 or whatever.
Could have been This is 40.
Yes,
oh,
that's the one you're thinking of. With Paul Rudd.
When they actually called him the Tom Petty kid.
Oh, okay. No, because he's in another movie.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
He's an actor.
Okay.
All right. So we'll move on to Sarah, and then we have an announcement. So, Sarah, what was your number 9 movie?
My number 9 movie was Home.
Which one was that?
That was the animated, the DreamWorks one of the alien.
Sheldon Cooper as Alien.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Jim Parsons and Rihanna. For a DreamWorks movie, it wasn't as good as I thought it would be. was cute. It had a nice message, but it wasn't as good as I expected a DreamWorks movie to be. It could have been better. And Jim Parsons was just...
seen Jim Parsons and Rihanna just in any other situation.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But it was, you know,
that sounds interesting.
Jim Parsons it and Rihanna in the Ike and Tina Turner story.
Is Jim Parsons Tina Turner?
Oh, even better. Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
100%.
I want to see Rihanna as Ike Turner.
This is
All right, so this is a good movie.
It was a cute movie. It's good for, you know, little ones or anything. And yeah, because I took my daughter to see it. And it, like I said, it was cute, but it seems slow at times, so.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's take a real quick commercial break, and then we come back. Someone else is joining us, so stay tuned.
Yay!
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
This is your chance to earn that look in your daughter's eyes, to become the hero that she already thinks you are. It's not about saving our world. It's about saving theirs. Scott, I need you to be the Ant-Man.
Huh. All right, welcome back to this year's countdown of our favorite top 10 movies of 2015. Joining us in the geekery right now is a guy who's been with us the last couple of years for the top 10s, Mr. John Ballmer. How's it going, sir?
It's going good. Busy day.
Yeah.
Finally managed to fly down the highway and get here.
Woo!
Cool. Happy to have you. I missed you.
You should miss me.
Aww.
I have not been home all weekend. I'm tired.
Me either.
You guys can't see the little hearts floating over their heads, but it's cute.
Yeah,
it's true. Man, love.
We're going to cuddle later.
Aww.
All right, so...
No, it's happening, bro.
He is following nice. You home.
All right. By 7:30, sure.
All right, so you said you had an honorable mention before we go back and listen to what your 10 and 9 was?
That's my... bad habit, right? You guys told me to make a top 10 list and I make like a top 15 list.
Well, I was going
to
say next year we're just going to be like, yeah, Bummer, we're only doing the top 5.
Eight.
Everybody else is going to have 10 prepared and you're just going to be like, so here are my 5 honorable mentions. Sweet.
Well, for honorable mentions, there was 2 particular movies. One of which I don't want to say I was forced to watch it, but you know, my son absolutely was dying to see it. It was the Shaun the Sheep movie.
Shaun the Sheep.
That movie was great. Like, I love the show, but the Shaun the Sheep movie was so much fun. It was really good. So that was the first honorable mention. The next was the remake of Point Break. That
he just makes fun of himself some years, doesn't he?
Hey, I love the original, but the remake, it's not even really much a remake as much as it's just a different way of looking at a similar scenario. Visually, that movie was unbelievable. The acting was something else. But
listen, I'm a big fan of the Point Break remake, Fast and Furious.
No,
so.
Those are horrible. I gave up after the first one.
I don't know.
There's what, like 50 of them now?
Wow, I actually agree with Ballmer on movies.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen another Fast and Furious either.
After the first one I gave up.
See,
just,
if you're just going to compare like original Point Break, Fast and Furious is way better. Cause
did you see this one?
More like half-naked women instead of Lori Petty.
But did you see the remake of Point Break? I have to ask.
No, I have not seen this remake of Point Break.
If you're a thrill seeker of any sort, like you like skydiving or any of those extreme sports, this movie is like, it puts you in those scenarios. It is unbelievably shot. They did a really good job with it. So it didn't make my top 10 list. I saw it right at the very end of the year, but yeah, I had to had to mention it because it was just, it looked amazing.
Now you got an eye roll from me because I got an eye roll earlier today when I told you I watched Jim and the Holograms. So we're
Jim and the Holograms, come on.
Point Break.
Stop spoiling his number two.
I'm hiding my list.
All right, what was your number 10, John?
My number 10, Transporter Refueled. I'm a huge fan
of it. You're a big reboot person this year.
Well, I really like...
It's Hollywood.
That's 2015. But I really love the Transporter series. Like, absolutely love those movies. And I was really concerned that I wouldn't like this because even though they had a new actor, they were giving them the same character, which I really didn't like. They should have made him a different character, which is why it slipped down to number 10. But it very much had the exact same feel. It was all about fast cars and action. And, yeah.
He was fast it and was, furious?
No, he was a transporter. He had rules.
Sorry, it's the story of Transporter. So
the difference between Vin Diesel and Jason Statham is apparently their strict adherence to the rules.
Are you going to compare every movie I watch to Fast and Furious?
I might take it as a personal challenge now.
I may.
Dude.
It's the story of Chandler Bing. He's a transponster.
A transponder. All right, okay. No, it's Transporter.
So now we're up to number 9 then.
Yeah, what's your number 9?
Number 9 was Creed.
Okay. I liked it.
I actually enjoyed it. I felt that it was lacking some of the heart that the original Rocky movies had.
See, I'm going to disagree with you right there, because I cried during it.
Okay.
Cricket.
It was really well done, and I really liked Sylvester Stallone's role in that movie.
As Meredith Burgess.
Baby Creed was a bit of a whiny bitch, but overall, it was a really well done movie, and I did enjoy it.
Burgess Meredith.
What did you say?
I said Meredith Burgess.
The Penguin.
Yeah, that's gross.
I thought he was trying to say Meredith Baxter Burney.
No, I got it backwards.
Meredith Baxter Burney. That's just for Rocky roles. Oh, yeah.
Something wrong with you, boy.
Oh, God.
I would like to point out that none of us are drinking alcohol. This is just us.
You're not.
Yeah.
Oh, would you get your special pop?
It's what he took out of his jacket and put in his special pop.
True, see?
So am I caught up with you guys now?
Yeah.
You are caught up.
Yeah. So we're at number 8. We're going to kick it off with Hunter now. What was your number 8?
My number 8 was Inside Out.
Okay.
The movie, What If Feelings Had Feelings.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't see that one yet.
That's on my list. So it's just not at number 8. I'm impressed we have the same movie on my list.
I know, right?
Especially that one.
Inside Out was just really well done. Like, it had a lot of just really clever, funny moments.
It was incredibly clever.
Like, the dinner table scene where you got everybody's head, and then just, like, when she runs into the boy at the hockey rink at the end. Like, it was just...
The end sequence of just every possible person that you could see.
It was very spot, like, it was just well done. Like, it's a regular, I've seen a cut of it where they cut out all the inside parts and just did all of, like, the girl's story, like Riley's story, with none of, like, the inside stuff. And it was still held up. Like, it was still, like, just a solid, like, little girl moving to a new city story.
Oh, my God. Two grown men are sitting here appreciating the quality of a little girl movie.
But, yes. And it was the first time that, what the hell is his name, from Spin City and...
Richard Kind.
Yes. That is the first time I've actually enjoyed a Richard Kind performance.
Not even in Stargate Atlantis?
Who's your friend that likes to play? Bing Bong.
Tears.
Yeah, my son loves
it.
Spoiler alert, Kath will be sad at Bing Bong.
Inside Out.
Okay, see...
That's not how you do a spoiler.
No. I have not seen this movie. Basically, I am afraid of it.
Why?
Because I live with a very emotional 10-year-old. It is the story of her. I already live with that.
It is.
Oh, so, my God.
Is it clicking?
No, I'm just looking over, and I can see, like,
the little people in her head?
Yeah.
Like, when I saw the preview...
Look at the one that's making her, like, gently smirk and ignore me.
When I saw the preview, I was crying during the preview because I'm like, I'm living through this. I don't need an inside story.
I think you need to watch it now, because if you watch
you
it too
to,
late,
because
it's
you watched
hurt
This Is 40, and that was so you and Jay. So now you have to watch Inside Out because that is just so Diana. Like... There you go. If there is one movie you'd see this year, make it Inside Out.
I'm afraid
no, that's
to
not
see
true.
It.
Go see Star Wars.
I can't even tell you how many times I've actually started the movie and just turn it off. I'm like, I can't. And I've only gotten maybe 5 minutes.
Really? It didn't even have that, like, up gut punch at 8 minutes. Like,
you need to watch it.
I know I need to watch it, but I need to face my fears and watch this cartoon. I get it.
Just get really drunk and watch it.
And it's Mindy Kaling, who I love. She's killing
me. Amy Poehler.
Seeing her movie.
Yeah.
Nobody likes Amy Poehler.
I love Amy Poehler.
I love Amy Poehler.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
get
the story, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Kath, what is your incorrect
number? No, it's not my turn.
Bummer, what's your number eight?
My number eight? Ant-Man.
That was my number
10.
You missed it.
Yeah, number 8. He was good. I liked it.
I love Paul Rudd.
It was fun. But overall, I don't know. Thomas the Tank Engine being, like, big-sized and through the side of the house, that was just awesome. But, yeah, it didn't strike me the way it seemed to, like, blow up and everybody went nuts on it. I just didn't understand it. I just thought it was a fun superhero movie.
Mm.
You know, I don't understand the hype, but I really enjoyed it. Like, I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I've watched it once. Maybe that's enough.
I liked that it wasn't, like, a big-name superhero.
Huh. Because he's ant-sized.
Yeah. Giant ant.
It's the next. It's the sequel.
Oh.
It'll go giant ant the next one.
Yeah.
All right. My number 8 was The Kingsman, Secret Service.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
No, it was 2015. That's
okay, give me a pen again. I gotta move some shit around.
No,
that's too late. Totally thought it was 2014.
No, it was early on in 2015.
One of these is crappier.
What movie did you pick for 8B?
I was gonna say, like, no, Mockingjay just got bumped up. Or that's what happened there. All right.
Lisping
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Lisping Samuel L. Jackson. Anytime
he
plays
did
a
that
villain,
really well.
Yeah. But it started off this is a normal spy movie, but then it got really twisty and effed up.
That cathedral scene is like
the
best scene in movies like this year.
There are so many sequences in that movie that were just mind-blowingly good.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite part was Samuel L. Jackson holding that lisp through the entire thing. Like, when I saw, like, that one sequence where we were introduced to his character, and he just starts talking, I just sat there, I'm like, oh my god, this movie's going to be magical. And it was.
I just want to know that, like, Samuel L. Jackson just walked in, first day of shooting, started doing it, and nobody had the balls to tell him to stop. So he just kept, like, he just did it as a joke one day. He's like, yeah, guys, I'm doing this movie, like, Kingsman or whatever it is. I'm just going to lisp until somebody calls me out on it.
I don't know. I thought he had some of the best lines in the movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, it was such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And based on a comic book by Mark Millar.
Yeah.
Well, that tells you right there why it went so effed up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You should. It's really good.
You didn't see it.
And
correct.
And Gav hasn't seen any movie
I'll
on
watch
any
that
of
with
our
you
lists.
Just to see your reaction.
And Cockknocker's in it.
No, it's not Cockknocker, it's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, you haven't seen any movie that's on my list so far.
There's been 3.
Really?
Like 4 if you count.
4 with my new number 10.
You write your list.
Look, it's right there. See? I got an honorable mention, too. It was the number 10 I didn't realize I didn't want.
It's in huge letters on the page. Yeah. I can see it from here.
I didn't know that came out.
All right.
I love that you went through the list of movies that came out.
I didn't see it.
It was right there where it said Kingsman, Secret Service.
Was it an alphabetical
It was like by
order?
Itself at a certain date.
It's probably like buried on like page 10.
Oh, God.
It was after 50 Shades. If it was alphabetical.
There you go.
No, because it wasn't the 50 Shades of Grey, Kat.
It wouldn't be under T, it would be under K.
No, it was the Kingsman.
No, it was Kingsman.
Semicolon.
Yeah, it was Kingsman.
Secret Service.
Yeah.
You're failing all kinds of fails.
You don't even know what movie this is.
I don't even know what year this is.
You
I'm assuming Phantom Menace gets to be my number one.
Phantom Menace should not be anyone's number one.
No. what is your list of least favorite Star Wars movies?
Oh. Oh.
That's a whole other show.
But number one. Right.
But number one.
With a bullet.
Number one for my favorite Star Wars films?
No, least favorite.
Least favorite?
Yeah.
Episode 2.
Oh.
Okay, we'll get to that another day.
Yeah, that's another this is show. A whole other episode. It's me and Hunter duke it out over Star Wars.
All right. Deal.
I don't want to be there.
Sarah, what's your number 8?
My number 8 is Goosebumps.
Okay.
As much as I love, I really like Jack Black in this one. He hasn't, like you said, hit or miss a lot of times. I loved reading the books, so it was nice to see the monsters come to life. It was cool. It was really neat to see the Abominable Snowman and
the giant praying mantis.
Did they have the ventriloquist?
Yeah.
Yes, they had creepy. Slappy. Slappy was freaky.
Nice, okay. I'll appreciate it.
Oh, Slappy. And Slappy was the mastermind of the whole thing.
He would have been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can buy that.
And it was good. It was nice to see it, so.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It really was better than what I expected, so.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with number 7. Oh, wait.
No, Kath has a number 8 still.
All right, we can squeak it in. Go.
Thanks. First off, Sarah explaining Goosebumps was me explaining Room. None of you guys knew what I was talking about. Completely not in my world. My number 8 was the Peanuts movie.
Okay, I still got to see that.
I'm a huge Peanuts fan.
I didn't even know that was out.
It was out last year.
November.
It was 2015.
Yeah, it was probably shit.
It was awesome. Number 8.
You said it had a lot of elements from the old specials, too?
It did. It pulled a little bit from all the specials. Like, the main storyline...
Was Pigpen in it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll watch it then.
The main storyline was the little red-haired girl moves to town, and Charlie Brown falls in love with her, and when I was watching a Peanut special, they mentioned it, and Diana was like, that was in the movie! So, it was cool seeing, a whole new generation who hasn't seen all of the specials...
She it's a Phantom Menace, Charlie.
I was
going
to say, it's a free. It's a Peanuts prequel?
It is Jar Jar free. It was cute.
I want to check it out.
Charlie Brown made toast, which made me think of the Thanksgiving special.
Well, thank God. Let me go right now. Get that commercial break so I can go watch the Peanuts movie.
Shut your damn mouth.
I want toast.
We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after these words.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
It's the end. The end of the path I started us on.
Nothing lasts forever.
But now I'm free. There are no strings on me.
All right, welcome back to our top 10 list of 2015. We're going to hear number 7 now. Hunter, what's your number 7?
Hunter started with number 8.
I started with number 8. It's actually Ballmer's turn.
Oh, it's Ballmer. Sorry.
Wow. Oh, number 7? Terminator Genesis.
I'm just going to hold you right... I'm just going to pause you right there and say that's my number 7, too.
Is it
what?
Really?
Yeah, oh, my God. World's colliding.
There's something ain't right here.
Yeah.
There is something not right here. Because... The two of you chose Terminator as number 7.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was what I was hoping for out of a new
You were expecting
movie.
A really overly convoluted time travel movie to mess up an amazing Terminator film? Let's take Terminator 1, a great 80s sci-fi movie, and let's just throw in a bunch of shit.
See, rewatching the original, I don't like it anymore. I enjoyed this. I thought it was better. Suck it.
I will when we snuggle later.
Okay.
That escalated quickly.
And John McClane's son was Kyle Reese. Cricket.
No. Gay kid from here.
The only thing I didn't really care about it is the whole hype that Matt Smith was in it.
and he was in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, something like that.
I agree with you there. It was just like...
I forgot he was in it by the time they got to it.
Yeah. I really didn't understand what the whole point of putting him in it was. Like, he didn't matter. It could have been anyone. Hunter could have played that role, and still nobody would have given it.
I will give it the credit. Like, I did enjoy, like, the sort of play on the nostalgia, like seeing old Arnold walk up and just kill young Arnold right away.
That was pretty cool.
Them trying to recast the magic of Bill Paxton. Like,
you've never seen a Terminator movie,
exactly?
Like any of them?
No, none of them.
Why?
Are you aware?
It's robots killing people. That's awesome shit.
Daenerys Targaryen tries to save the governor of California from...
I also have not seen Game of Thrones.
I was 15 minutes into that movie before I realized that was her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I already said my number 7. It was also Terminator. Sarah?
My number 7 was Cinderella. It was such a great movie.
I never saw it.
The costumes... whoever the costume...
The one?
Yeah.
No.
The live action Cinderella.
Yeah.
The
John Woo
Cinderella.
I would watch that.
With Agent Carter. And who else is in it?
Cate Blanchett was the evil stepmother. And she was extraordinary, as always. And Hayley Atwell played Cinderella's real mother, who obviously passed away, like in the story.
More spoilers.
This is awful.
I don't think Cinderella's mother passing away is a spoiler. I think it's good.
No, I mean, it was in Grimm's fairy tales, so. It was just a great cast. Stellan Skarsgård was in it.
You may know him from Thor.
And like everything that he's
from
awesome in.
Avengers. He was a nasty in this movie in Cinderella. He was not a nice guy. But from the costume designs to the script to... And Helena Bonham Carter was the fairy godmother.
That was my only downside in this. I've seen way too much Helena Bonham Carter over the years.
And she's not in it a lot in this movie.
They were able to keep her reduced, which was what... Yeah.
And that was perfect.
Her enough.
It was really good.
The only thing I can tolerate her in is Sweeney Todd. That's it. Anything else...
She's fine in Fight Club.
Oh. Now I watch Fight Club.
Haven't been effed like that since grade school. It was definitely not that character in Cinderella, though. So.
No.
Could you
imagine? No.
Like Cinderella.
No.
Danny, you saw Cinderella in the theater with Nana. What did you think of it?
Meh.
Meh. Okay.
Disowned.
Would it have made your top 10 list?
Probably.
Okay.
Is apathy one of the things in Inside Out? Because
disgust. It's disgust.
Okay.
Okay, Kat, number 7.
Number 7 was Burnt.
What was that?
Burnt, that was that chef movie with Bradley Cooper?
Yes!
Shit, I forgot to put that on my list.
Okay, you want my
pen? Here's a bet. Change something quickly.
It was Rocket Raccoon opens a restaurant.
You know what? I will bump
you. You know, if it was actually Rocket Raccoon opens a restaurant, it would be like a mix of like Ratatouille and like... Oh God! What was it?
I just kicked Ant-Man off.
Kick Ant-Man off for Rocket Raccoon.
I love cooking, and just taking the cooking element out of it, and just seeing like the dynamic between
cooking.
These characters.
So if you remove cooking from this, I love it even more.
No, the movie was still good. Like the character dynamics and the whole story of what he's trying to accomplish was really good.
See, I'm a foodie, so it was. Oh my God, it's a movie about a restaurant. Awesome. And then it was like, oh my God, and you're putting Bradley Cooper in it. But like John said, all that away and it's still like
he was really,
good.
Really good. Like that was a character he had down.
Yeah. And I had just watched Joy. He was in that with
Kat.
I had just seen American Sniper, and then I went to the theater and saw Burnt, and I was just like, wow, this is, like, not even...
Okay, so I saw American Sniper in, like, January, but I had just seen Joy, like, 2 days before I saw Burnt, and I'm like, oh my God, like, the range of Bradley Cooper. And then the whole time I'm going, and he's Rocket Raccoon, Rocket Raccoon.
I only really remember him from A-Team, and that movie was horrible, but...
See, I remember him from The Hangover.
That was the first one.
He was barely in that, though.
mean, but really, when it comes down to Burnt, that was really, really good.
Yeah, Burnt
good.
Was amazing.
Okay, better or worse than John Favreau Food Truck or whatever that was called?
It was better.
Better, okay.
John Favreau Food Truck?
And I love John Favreau Food Truck.
All right, Hunter, what was your number 7?
Apparently in my theme of liking movies slightly more than other people, my number 7 is Ant-Man.
Okay. I took it off my list.
Apparently.
You suck.
It's going to come up again next round of me liking movies slightly more than other people. But yes, Ant-Man, I just love, I am just okay with a movie where it's just, let's drop Paul Rudd in the Marvel Universe and see what he does. That's all you needed.
The best part in that movie was the cameo with the Falcon.
That was good.
I got so excited at that moment. That was really the only thing I walked away from that movie enjoying.
You know my favorite part of that movie? Where somebody for once in that universe went, cool, let's call the Avengers. That has been 9 or 10 movies that people should have just been going, cool, let's call the Avengers, and nobody did it until Paul Rudd.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And Baskin and Robbins always finds out. But yes.
This is true.
Okay, yeah, that was my man.
Gigantic Thomas the Tank Engine.
And giant ant at the end, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just took me back to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
I liked it. And the Garrett Morris cameo.
Oh.
The who?
Garrett Morris.
Who's that?
Moving right along. Garrett Morris, famous African-American actor from the original Saturday Night Live, who was actually in a skit on the old Saturday Night Live playing Ant-Man. So they had him in a cameo in a taxi cab in this movie.
Yep.
I didn't know.
It's because you don't do the research. We provide you a reading list at the beginning of the year. You never do it.
There's no reading list. It's a hey, watch movies, and then hey, we'll talk about movies. We'll do research.
Anyways.
I'm not doing homework. Screw that.
All right, number 6.
I'm a grown up.
Number 6. I have Jurassic World.
It's definitely going to be me liking movies slightly more than everybody else.
I'm just going to say.
I'm going to say this flat out. I hated Jurassic Park back in the day.
Really?
I've never seen the other two after that. I've never seen Vince Vaughn's Jurassic Park, whatever.
That's
that
unfortunate.
Was
really, I really wanted to keep being friends with you.
Oh, okay.
The Jurassic Park movies, even the third one, were good.
I didn't care for them. I only watched this one because I wanted to see Star-Lord with dinosaurs.
Fair.
And I ended up really liking it. And I recommend
it. I liked it more. It's further on my list.
Dan, it is further up my list.
Did you like Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it. Star-Lord's funny in it. Chris Pratt, that is.
I like the flying prehistoric pelicans that stabbed people.
Yep. Yeah, that was cool.
If you know pelicans in real life, pelicans are dicks.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it was really good.
Spoilers, not on my list because I didn't see it.
You should.
Yeah. Nope.
Watch it right after you watch
Again,
Kingsman.
Again, everybody's list is movies Kath has not seen this year.
Nope. And I don't like dinosaurs, so I won't see it.
Stop watching Friends. Watch a good movie for once.
Wait, Friends?
I watched Ballmer. Burt.
Oh, yeah, we agreed on that.
Okay. So.
And Concussion. Concussion was a good movie, not on my top 10.
Is there a theme here?
There's nothing wrong.
Isn't Concussion technically a 2016 movie?
No, nope, came out last year.
Oh.
What?
There's nothing wrong with Friends.
Nothing at all.
Don't have them, don't want them, Chase Hell don't want to watch them.
Aww.
I hate you too, Hunter.
Here goes snuggle time.
All right. What was Sarah's number 6?
My number 6 was the second best exotic Marigold Hotel.
Did you see that one?
Nope.
No.
Because I didn't see the first exotic Marigold Hotel.
It was good. It was very sweet. It was very, it had amazing British talent. Bill Nighy and... Judy Dench, Maggie Smith. It
not
was
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No.
Bill
Nighy.
Davy Jones and M from James Bond
and
Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter. Like,
exactly.
This movie's getting better all the time.
And it takes place, it's beautiful because it's all in India and the settings are amazing and the story is amazing and it's just really, it was a sweet movie. With a lot of great talent and a good story.
Oh.
I want to see it. I just have to catch up on my Marigold Hotel movies. I need to have a Marigold Hotel marathon.
I'll do them.
Cool. What was your number 6, Casey?
Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Wow. I want to see how many rounds in a row I can get this going, but okay, never mind. Keep going.
I saw that one.
Was the same issue with you? Why I wasn't so higher? It didn't have as much heart as the other one?
No, I just like these other movies better.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There can still be a really good movie.
I have to say, Avengers Age of Ultron didn't even make my list.
Did you see it?
Oh, I saw it. Yes. And I barely
I barely got
through it. I did not like it. And you know me with those characters. I really didn't like it.
Yeah, but
like
I know you with good movies and that you don't like them.
I like good movies.
I've known you for years.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sorry, I was supposed to...
We watched Burnt. Shut up.
We did watch Burnt.
That's one.
We didn't even watch it together. Damn.
No, we didn't. I saw it with Jamie.
Hunter, what was your number?
Okay, so two rounds ago, I had Ant-Man ahead of Bulmer. And this round, I have Cinderella.
So, hey, I saw that one. It's not on my list.
There you go.
Okay, first off, I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to Kanye you here.
I'm going to let you finish.
I like that it's like, Kath hasn't seen any of these movies. Kath has seen 34 movies this year.
And she hasn't seen any good ones.
None of the ones you saw.
Tragic, folks. Okay. She hasn't seen any good movies.
Back to your Cinderella.
Okay. Cinderella was good.
Ring or sell it? It was just, blisters.
I don't know. They've been doing a lot of like live action versions of Disney movies these days. Like they've got Jungle Book coming out, but Maleficent was a piece of crap, and the one before that, like the Snow White and the Huntsman, was garbage, and so was the Julia Roberts Snow White one.
Mirror, that was okay.
So like they were just not good. And I'm like, man, this tradition is just going to continue. They're just going to make worse live-action versions of better animated films. But this one holds up. Like, I mean, like, they had to throw extra stuff in there because the original one's runtime is, like, I don't know, like, 65 minutes or something like that. But, no, it was really well done. I enjoyed... It was, like, the halfway point between Drew Barrymore and Ever After and the animated Cinderella, which is not a bad thing. So,
lame.
All right, let's get Bulmer 6 before the next commercial break.
No.
My number 6, Ted 2.
Oh,
yeah. It was fun.
It was okay.
I got the seal of approval from Devin here.
It had Niagara Hall, it had New York Comic Con in it.
Oh,
yeah.
One of my favorite jokes of all time, Jonah Hill is the new Superman.
But it also had The Tick.
Peggy Warburton as The Tick. Yeah. Yes, it did.
Okay, that was
like, those were the best cameos, like, ever.
See, shouldn't it be Jonah Hill as Green Lantern and Channing Tatum as Superman? As the Lego movie has taught us properly?
I think that was just,
We've learned nothing from the Lego movie.
Like, I loved the first one. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I watched the second one, and it just took me right back into that world. I really, really enjoyed it. Plus, Sam Jones is hilarious. I love Flash Gordon, and meeting him in person a couple times now, he's just super fun to talk to. So seeing him in this role is just like, man, I almost want to talk to him about, like, how much of this stuff is actually true? Are you really drawing on your life in this? Because he could be. But, yeah, that made my number 6. That was just an awesome movie. A lot of fun.
All right, we'll be right back after these words.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Welcome back to our countdown of the top 10 movies of 2015, according to the individual staff of We Got the Geek. And we're here at the Geekery. I'm here with K-Stu, Sarah, Diana, Hunter, and Bulmer. And we've hit the top 5. Hopefully we get to squeeze it all into the one show. But number 5, a movie I would have thought a year ago would have been higher up on my list, because I loved the first one. Avengers Age of Ultron was my number 5 movie.
Oh, we're number 5 buddies.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
here's the thing. Yeah. I liked it.
Well, this is what I was saying. Because Kath last round was Avengers at number six. So now I'm one higher than her.
Yeah.
So now I've been... I was worried I was going to have to be like one higher than you on another movie, but...
I liked it. I obviously didn't think it was better than that.
You keep score on this so weird.
I know.
Hunter, you're always on top, buddy.
Yeah. That's what I try.
Yeah.
No, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was good. It wasn't phenomenal. The problem was that the Quicksilver was one already had to live up to a way better Quicksilver.
Yeah.
And so I didn't care about him. I'm like...
Well,
I don't give a crap.
Is he going to run around a kitchen and do stuff? He's not.
What's Hawkeye's shield made out of? Quicksilver.
Yeah.
I'm glad they gave Hawkeye more to do in this one, though.
Well, that's fine. I think like the last one was like a little bit of like Black Widow kind of backstory. This one we got Hawkeye. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Next one we'll get like Falcon or something like that.
That I will watch.
Yeah.
Falcon's awesome.
I liked
this
it.
This movie sucked.
I wouldn't go that far. Like,
I don't think it's...
Well, you
sucked.
Can't go that far. You made it your number five. It didn't even make my list.
There was jokes in there that were kind of not necessary. Like, I don't know.
Language,
yeah.
I think the problem was is I've also seen, like, a lot of the cut scenes from it, and some of them really shouldn't have been cut. Like, there was a much longer scene of Thor going into the pool... That makes so much more sense than him just going in and coming out. Like,
oh my god.
In the pool? I don't even remember. I watched it.
It was he goes and finds Stellan Skarsgård and he's like, "Yeah, I need you to like babysit me while I go take a bath." In the movie. And that's what it felt like in the movie, whereas with the extended scene, like you start seeing visions of like, I mean, it was all set up for Thor Dark World or Thor Ragnarok, I mean. But
I didn't even like the last Thor movie.
I don't know. The movie itself, at times, could feel like, okay, here's... Instead of where Phase 1 was, like, all the individual movies feeding into an Avengers, this one felt like an Avengers feeding all the coming movies. Like, it just felt like, here's our setup for all the next movies and whatever.
Give us money, that's it. That's all it was.
Yeah. Wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I love the vision.
There are worse cash grabs, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I don't have to agree. You guys are number five, buddy.
I dug the vision in this,
I did
too.
I like the vision. Yeah.
Yes.
He was cool.
Paul Bettany is always awesome.
No, I kind of dug the last scene where he was organizing the new team at the end. And
Ant-Man was there?
Well, he should have been.
You didn't see him, but...
They wouldn't let him say assemble, though. That pissed me off.
Apparently, like, did not even record him saying it just to make sure that that line was not said. Yes.
But I dug it. Sarah, what was... Wait, who did we start off with? Me.
Yeah.
Sarah, what was your number five?
My number five was Inside Out.
Hey, we're number five, buddies.
Yay!
Kath, you're alone.
Oh my God!
It's true, but you don't have to point it out.
Everybody pair up with your partner.
What was your number five, Kat?
It doesn't matter.
Why was Inside Out your number five?
Inside Out is my number five because of like seeing the emotion, like all the individual emotions in everybody's heads, and so you get this. Yeah. You know, it made me think. Walking out of the theater, it made me start to think. All right, who's in charge in everybody's head? Because the little girl, Joy, was in charge, and in the mom, another one...
Sadness was in charge in the mom, which really makes you think about what's
really
going on in that marriage.
And anger was in charge in the dad's head. And so you have, you know, you wonder who's in charge in everybody's heads.
I didn't wonder that at all. I
always did, and it was like, well... Because
so the only thing I wonder is like, okay, where's some of the other emotions? Like, I'm sorry, where's Lost hanging out? Like,
in the closet.
Where he needs to be.
So I agree with Hunter on this one. Like, this movie was incredibly clever.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but sit there watching this and realizing, oh my God, somebody thought this up, and that person is a genius.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see what else they write, because this was all just Cars completely 3. Original.
Oh, God, no, please.
But he thought it up because he's got a kid at home, and he was trying to put together what's going on in her head.
I watched this movie with my 5-year-old son, and that was the only part where, like you, I looked at him and I was just like, okay, who's driving?
Right. Yeah. Now, see, I have a 15-year-old daughter. Well, she was 14 when the movie was released, and it was.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh,
and it made me wonder who's in charge now at teenage years. You know,
disgust usually, almost always disgust and anger.
And yes, and so it was like, is Joy going to come out at any point now until maybe 20?
Joy's lost.
Joy will probably make a reappearance when she hits 25. You know.
Well, see, and this is the thing. Like, I've got a 1-year-old now.
Yeah.
Joy is definitely in charge. Like, it doesn't matter what you do.
Joy's not there. Joy, bing bong.
Yeah.
We all know what happens to him.
You know,
all
right, Kath.
No, we don't.
Except you.
We all don't know.
Kath, what's your wrong choice for number 5?
Star Wars.
Star Wars was number 5?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
You can take that.
Good. Sure, opinion.
Sure, man. She can be wrong. It's cool.
What did you like and not like about the movie?
I did not like Adam Driver.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's why.
I cannot stand the actor Adam Driver.
If he wasn't it, would it have been higher on your list?
It might have been. And I was, like, I stayed away from spoilers and everything. I saw the trailer. He had the mask on in the trailer, and I was like, I might be able to handle this. Then he takes the mask off in the movie, spoilers, and
here's
I was
thing.
And done.
I told it to Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man. Mask on. Nobody wants to see your dumb face. My joke to Kath before this was, do you know why Kylo Ren didn't jump in a starfighter to chase Poe Dameron down the trench at the end of this one? Because his ears would have been scraping the side the whole way down.
Yeah, he's a Mr. Potato Head of Sith Lords.
Like, I don't like him on Girls. I love the show Girls. I don't like him.
Most girls don't like them on him either.
No, so. Apparently he's a hunk, according to some people.
Apparently he was up for Nightwing, too, in the DC movie.
What?
No.
That's just wrong.
So I don't like him, but what I did like about the movie was Han Solo was back, and Chewbacca was back. And you might not have recognized C-3PO, but he was back.
He had a red arm.
Yeah,
red arm.
It didn't explain. And BB-8.
It's in a comic.
I freaking love that robot, and I think she's a girl, but that's just my opinion.
BB-8?
Yeah.
Like BB-8?
No, it's a girl droid.
So, I saw it for the second time last week, and I think my new favorite scene in that movie, just because it's cool, was the look on Rey's face where she turns on that lightsaber right before the duel with Kylo Ren at the end. Yeah.
And I loved Finn. Like, this whole storyline.
I'm really upset that he came out and said that, no, he and Poe Dameron are not going to be a couple by the end of the trilogy.
True.
I would have given them so much credit if they had, like, gay couple as, like, the romantic... coupling
this
time.
They did
look like they were ready for cuddle time.
I did see a meme that was the two of them, and it was like, better love story than Twilight. I'm like, damn straight.
See this ketchup bottle and this pepper shaker? Better love story than Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little spicy.
And less sparkly.
Anyway.
I was like, there's sparkles in that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I have other problems with the movie that we do not have time for, but it was
That's
fun.
A different show altogether.
Yeah, we'll get to it later.
I laughed, I cried, it touched my heart, but it's at number 5.
Right. So we've done all the top fives now because Hunter and me bonded and Sarah and Balmer bonded.
And then Kath was wrong.
So I'm just gonna we're at the hour mark of this podcast. Usually the podcasts go an hour.
Yeah.
Let's cut it off here. We can do our own separate, like, 20-minute top four list.
All right.
We'll be back. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.